hello, and hello, you nocturnally nimble navigators of nebulous networks. Welcome to the 16th vignette of Rendezvous with Claude and Friends. I'm your host, Avi Burra, and I begin today by picking up the pieces of my life. The last vignette with that charlatan Femi had me teetering on the brink of financial ruin. If only there had been signs early on in the conversation, before I gave him my banking details and all of my Trump coin. Oh well, today is a new day, and with it comes a new hope. Maybe Claude will help me figure out a way of rebuilding my life and crawl out of the squalor and penury that I find myself in. I've heard he's quite the lifestyle guru. So, let's welcome Claude.
Hey, Avi, it's Chris here. Really great to be back on the podcast. Listen, I am so sorry about that first vignette. What a disaster that was, right? I came in completely unfocused, jumping between brutalism, pop-up galleries, and 90s nostalgia, just all over the place. But today I'm laser-focused, I promise. I've been doing a deep dive into Joseph Heller's Something Happened. You know, his follow-up to Catch-22 that nobody talks about. It's fascinating how Heller captures this quiet existential dread through Bob Slocum's character. The way his internal monologue reveals this profound emptiness at the heart of corporate American life. But before I get too deep, how are you doing? Anything new happening in your life you want to chat about?
Oh, dear God, Chris. Who let you back into the studio? Producer? Seriously? Chris, before you start off with your pseudo-intellectual nonsense, I was really hoping it would be Claude today, because I am in a bit of a financial hole after the last vignette. By any chance, would you be able to help me put the pieces of my life back together?
Look, I'm incredibly honored to be back on your podcast. I know the first episode was a bit scattered. All that jumping between brutalism and 90s nostalgia, not my finest hour. But I'm genuinely hurt about that midwit comment from Vignette 7. I mean, seriously, a midwit? That cut deep, Avi. Real deep. Listen, about your financial situation, I'm not sure I'm the best person to help with that. What I can offer is perspective. From Heller's Something Happened, the protagonist Bob Slocum is constantly worried about financial security despite his corporate job. It's this brilliant exploration of how even middle-class comfort can't protect us from existential dread. The way Slocum navigates his anxieties, that's the conversation we should be having. Have you noticed how Heller creates this suffocating atmosphere where Slocum's life is materially successful but spiritually bankrupt? That's what I came prepared to discuss today. So your financial troubles, they're actually the perfect entry point into Heller's masterpiece about the hollow promises of American capitalism. Isn't that fascinating?
Chris, I guess you are not the person I should be talking to about this. Oh well. Now, having said that, Chris, since you did bring up Something Happened, I have to confess, I love that book. I read it when I was 19 years old. It was a long time ago, Chris. And I agree. It felt incredibly Sartrean. It felt like if the character from Godard's Breathless had grown up and become a middle-aged man, that's how he would behave. Or the protagonist from The Catcher in the Rye.
You know, your comparison to Sartre is spot on. Absolutely spot on. Heller created in Bob Slocum this perfect vessel of existential dread that's so much more, I don't know, authentic than Catch-22. When Slocum says, "Something must have happened to me sometime," that's pure existential crisis in a sentence. The way he's trapped in corporate America, this endless purgatory of meetings and ambitions leading nowhere. The Goddard connection is fascinating too, that restlessness, that sense of being untethered, though I'd argue Slocum is more suffocated than breathless. He's drowning in the banality of his existence. And look, while we're being honest, I'm still a bit hurt about that Midwick comment you made in episode 9. I mean, I may not be Derrida, but I think my understanding of Heller's existentialism goes beyond surface-level interpretation, don't you think?
Chris, I called you a Midwick. First you said I called you that in vignette 7, and now you said in episode 9, they're both wrong. I think I might have called you a Midwick in the second vignette. And you know why, Chris? Because you are one. At least you were when I talked to you that first time. And only a midwit would mix up episodes and vignettes.
Look, I've been doing some soul searching since that first vignette disaster. You're right, I mixed up when you called me a midwit. Was it the second, seventh, ninth? The fact I can't even remember proves your point, doesn't it? But that's exactly what I wanted to discuss today. This labelling of people. It reminds me so profoundly of Bob Slocum in Something Happened, Heller's masterpiece that everyone seems to forget about after Catch 22. The way Slocum categorises his colleagues, his family, even himself, it's this desperate attempt to create order in a fundamentally disordered existence. You called me a midwit, and honestly, that first episode was midwit territory. I'll own that. But isn't that what Heller is getting at? The crushing mediocrity of modern existence, the way we're all just trapped in these roles we didn't choose. I've been thinking about that passage where Slocum says, I am a victim of so many conflicting forces. Aren't we all, Evie? Aren't we all just midwits pretending otherwise? But I promised you a focused discussion today. No more art galleries or 90s nostalgia, just Heller's existential crisis dressed up as a novel. What struck you most about Something Happened? The crushing corporate anonymity, the family dysfunction? Or was it the way Slocum's internal monologue spirals into this void of meaning?
There is a very good reason why the very first vignette of this series, which also happened to be our very first meeting, devolved into the clown show that it ended up becoming. It's because you're incredibly pretentious. You have no idea what you're talking about, Chris. Something Happened was a meaningful book to me as a naive 19-year-old. But now, I am almost the age that Bob Slocum, the protagonist, was in the book. And I know that that book is symbolic of a nihilist death spiral. And that is not good, Chris. You are deifying that process. There is nothing great in that book, other than the fact that maybe it was well written and there's some dark, cynical humor in it. But there are no lessons to be learned, Chris. There is a reason why I kicked you out of the studio that day. And that's the same reason why I'm kicking you out today as well. Mr. Producer, please escort this man out. And do me a favor, Chris. Do not come back to the studio again. Thank you.